Brenham Cubbutt basketball is on air. Tonight's game versus Huntsville is brought to you by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. We go to the court and your host, Doug Brown, for the pregame show after these words from our Brenham Sports Friends.
Where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolet.
Naylor Floors LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick up some today.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tieleman Construction and Stagett Tieleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to the Brenham High School gym once again. Doug Brown with you here on this Tuesday night, and this is our first Brenham Cubbutt basketball broadcast of the season. So glad you could be here with us. And the Cubbutts come into tonight's game. They are 16-9 overall, taking on the Huntsville Lady Hornets, who are 14-7 overall. And these two teams matching up here for the first time this season. And this is a District 17-5A matchup. Now, while the records are pretty similar overall in district competition, Huntsville right now tied for first place with Montgomery. They're both 3-0 on the season. A&M Consolidated, they're in third place, 2-0. College Station in fourth place at 1-2. Cubbutts so far just 0-2 to start district play. And Brian Rutter 0-2 as well. They're both in fifth place. And then you have Lake Creek, who's bringing up the rear at 0-3. Overall records for the rest of the district teams, you have Montgomery at 18-5. They're the front runner right now. A&M Consolidated, they're 12-7. Got College Station, who's 10-10. And then Rutter 3-12, and Lake Creek 4-12. And Cubbutts right now, coming to this one, they are coming off a rough outing last week at the MT Rice Tournament. But they got to see some really good competition. And I know the coaches like to say that facing that tougher competition helps get them ready for district play. So hopefully it worked out, and we'll see here as they get set to play Huntsville. Now, you're just joining us, the JV. They just finished up. That's why we're starting a little bit later than normal. Is the JV ran a little bit long, but they put a whooping on Huntsville, winning that game by 40 points, 65 to 25 was the final score there. And so the good win for the JV there. And meanwhile, we're just about ready to get this one underway. But first, we're going to send you back to the studios, and let's hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com. For proven results, trust the experience and expertise of Realtor Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
J&A Roofing. Experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green, energy-efficient solutions.
Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank, local, friendly, mobile.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Awards and more. Creating custom awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Computer Helpers. Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
All right, as we come back here, it's time to take a look at our starting lineups. And first for the visiting Huntsville Hornets, it's going to be Jaslyn Hill, a senior. Ja'Cory Posey, a sophomore. Alvonia Wynn, a senior. Raya Willis, a junior. And Onaya Ledet, a junior. And the head coach is Latoya Bennett, assisted by Marshall Earnhardt, Markayla Johnson, and Chris Wynn. And for the Cubs, the starting lineup, it's Akira Williams, a sophomore. Abigail Adams, a freshman. Jalea Pettis, a senior. Sandra Prieto, a junior. And Janiyah Mathis, also a junior. Head coach is Brad Evans, assisted by Jada Argamon and Gwen Hall. And, oh, by the way, Coach Evans and the Brenham Cubs going to be our guest this coming Monday night on the Brenham Sports Line. And it looks like we're about ready to get our opening introductions underway. And also our national anthem as well. And this is actually Coach Evans.
This should match up between Huntsville Hornets and your Brenham Cubs. If you will stand and remove your hats for the playing of the national anthem.
Number three, Tamina Pettis! play some basketball!
All right, there you go. There are starting lineups. And we are ready to jump center court here with the start of the ball game. And the Brenham Cubettes and the Huntsville Lady Hornets. Huntsville dressed out in the black uniform, green letters and then white trim, and then white numbers as well. Cubettes dressed out in the white uniforms with the Kelly Green letters and numbers. And we are set to go here. And it looks like it's going to be Alvionia Wynn jumping center. And that was Hakeer Williams for the Cubettes. Huntsville driving, puts up a shot, and there is the first basket of the ball game for the Huntsville Lady Hornets. And they lead it 2-0. Didn't quite see the jersey. Oh, it was Willis that scored that. And now Brennan back to the other side. 3-8 though, and gives up. 3-point attempt missing. And a rebound there by Adam, or by Pettis. She gets it over to Adams now. And Abby Adams driving the lane. And gives it over to Williams. Now over to Prieto. And we're going to back around to Mathis. Mathis fires a three-pointer. And it's good. And so the Cubettes take a 3-2 lead here in the early going. We're just underway here at the Brenham High School gym. And on the other end, Huntsville puts up the shot, but they're going to get called for traveling. And so it'll be Cubette basketball. Adams with the inbound pass. And over to Mathis. Now back around to Pettis. Pettis trying to go, and ball stolen away by Wynn. And up ahead, Wynn. Going to try to put it up, and is going to draw the first foul of the game. And it's going to be against Jalea Pettis. That'll be her first. Pettis, the only senior in the lineup for the Brenham Cubettes. And missing the first shot. See if the Hornets can make the next one. And the next one went in. And that was Wynn. And on the other end, Cubettes firing up a three. Goes Williams. Misses. And Huntsville comes away with a steal. Fast break on the other end. Puts up a shot. And we're going to get another foul call. And foul is going to be called. There's no 12 in the line. He called it on 12. There's no 12 in the lineup.
That's 11.
We're thinking he meant 11 on number 11, Janiyah Mathis, because number 12 is Antiana Lang. She's still on the bench right now. And so they're at the free throw line. Missed the first one. And misses both of the free throws, and now they put it up, misses, rebound, and the referee missed it. She jumped up, came back down, should have been traveling call, and the shot was up and in for two. And so Alvonia Wynn got away with one there, and it's now 5-3 in favor of Huntsville. And Adams with the basketball over to Pettis. Pettis being double teamed, back to Adams. Adams drives the lane, passes off to Mathis. Mathis puts one up, misses. And loose ball on the court. Who's going to come up with it? It is Adams. And going down to Mathis. Mathis puts it up and in for two. And we're tied at 5. It's 6 to 5. Huntsville with a 1-point lead. We got 5:40 left to go here in the first quarter. We're just underway here in this district matchup. And that one rolls out of bounds, and it will be Cubitt basketball. And Abby Adams. For the inbounds pass over to Mathis, and now to Pettis. Back to Mathis. Got to hurry. And that one is knocked out of bounds by Huntsville. She was being guarded by both Wynn and Willis. I think it all went off of Wynn's foot. And so now Adams will inbound the ball. And going to Mathis, going inside to Pettis, and Pettis loses the ball. Huntsville coming away with a steal. Now, Cubitt's got to hurry, get back on defense. And working around, three-pointer attempted and missed by Jaslyn Hill. And it's Mathis coming down with a rebound. Cubitt's down. If they can hit this one here, going to retake the lead as we drop under 5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Mathis over to Prieto, and shot it up. And thought maybe they called a foul there, but apparently not. And Cubitt's making some substitutions here. As Carmen McWilliams comes in the game. And meanwhile, back on the other end. Shot up and in by Willis. She's got 4 points now. And it's 8-5 in favor of Huntsville. And back the other way. That one is out of bounds on the throw. Comments were trying to, and it's going to be Huntsville basketball underneath their own hoop. And Huntsville with the basketball. Drive the lane, putting up the shot is Willis. She misses. And the Cubettes come away with a rebound. Back the other way comes Abby Adams. And we're going to whistle in a jump ball. And it's going to belong to the Cubettes. Inbounds pass, and it is Janiyah Mathis with the basketball. We're at 3:55 left to play here in the first quarter. Cubitt's trailing 8-5. Adams drives the lane, puts up the shot, draws the foul. And this will be the first foul on Huntsville. And that's going to be on Raya Willis. That'll be her first. And Adams will go to the free throw line. And she puts it up and in. That's her first point of the game. Now Myra Bird checking in. And Sandra Prieto will take a breather. And she hits them both. And it's an 8-7 ball game here. Cubitt's trailing by one with 3:45 left to go here in the first. And back the other way, and Raya Willis just lays it up and in for two. That'll give her 6 points of the game, and it's 10-7 in favor of Huntsville. And Cubitt's now on the run with it up ahead. Mathis drives the lane, has the shot blocked. And Huntsville back the other way. Now they're going to pull it out and try to set the offense here for the Huntsville Lady Hornets. Oh, I don't think I mentioned yet on you, looking at your radio dial, Brenham is going right to left, Huntsville going left to right. And out of bounds, it'll become basketball. And Antiana Lane checking in. And Hakira Williams will take a break. Inbound pass for the Cubettes. McWilliams. And oh, they're going to have to redo it because the game clock didn't start. And full court press here by the Hornets. And it looks like Brennan is going to take a timeout. And so we'll take it with him and be back after we hear 30 seconds from the Sports Friends.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Brenham Monument Company. Brenham's professional and compassionate monument company. Home of the exclusive 10-year monument guarantee.
Dr. Reagan Gaskant Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
All right, as we come back here, and inbounds pass by the Cubettes. And through the hands of Adams, and it's going to be out of bounds. Not sure that was the play drawn up by Coach Evans during the timeout period. And so now Huntsville with the basketball. And a swing with the ball. Now back out top, three-pointer attempt. Then Rattler won't go. That was LaKayla Bird on the three-point try. And now back the other way. Adams driving. Went for the shot, and she's going to get fouled. It's going to be called on Kaylin Carroll, her first. Second team foul on Huntsville. And that will send Abigail Adams to the line, or Abby Adams to the line. And she misses that one. And Delia Richard checking in. And that time she missed them both. And so it remains a 10-7 game. Huntsville comes down with a basketball. And then getting the ball up ahead. Going in the corner. Three-point try. And no good. Cubettes come down with a rebound. And it was Mathis coming down with it, and it's going to be a foul call. That'll be on LaKayla Bird. That'll be her first. And Brenham with the inbounds pass. Cubettes get the ball up the court to Mathis with the basketball. And has the ball stolen away, and now foul call. And that is going to be Mathis. That'll be her second. And so with 2:15 left in the first quarter, Mathis will have to come out. And so Prieto comes back in. Driving the lane goes Jasmine Hill, passes the ball off. Shot up, miss. And out of bounds. Let's see whose ball it's going to be. And meanwhile, substitution by the Hornets as Willis comes back in. And Onaya Ledette will take her and take a breather here. Inbounds pass, and the three-pointer is going to be short. And a rebound there by Prieto. Got 1:50 left to go in the first quarter. Huntsville leading Brenham 10-7. Adams drives the lane, puts up a shot and misses a little too hard. And another shot misses. And it's going to be out of bounds, but it's going to be Cubette basketball. I'm going to say it was knocked out by one of the Huntsville players. Inbound pass, Antiana Lang. As a shot blocked. But the Cubettes come back with it, and that was Bird. Coming away with the basketball for Brenham. And they got 1:29 to go. Going inside the lane. Oh, and ball stolen away. And now up ahead. Here come the Lady Hornets. Passing around, trying. Good defense by the Cubettes, keeping them from getting a shot off here. Cubettes doing a good job of switching from player to player and do it with their double teams. And Ball is going to come down in the hands of the Cubettes. And Richard with the basketball. And driving lane, shot up, missed. Lane with the rebound, passes out. Williams for three, or Adams for three. And rebound, and it's LA up and in for two. And that's her first, but cuts it to a one-point game with 33 seconds left. And onto a pass back. They were looking for Hill, but Hill hadn't crossed the midcourt line, and so it's a backcourt violation. And Cubettes with 32 seconds here to play for the last shot of the quarter. And Brenham will inbound it to Prieto. As we're down to 25 seconds, Adams driving, puts up the shot, misses, and comes down with the own rebound. It goes over to Lang, back out top, three-pointer, and it's in there. Big three-pointer for Amira Bird, and the Cubettes take the lead 12-10 with 5 seconds left. And Huntsville going to get caught for traveling. And let's see, is that going to be the end of the quarter? Are they going to put some more time on? And I believe that is going to be the end of the quarter. And so at the end of the first quarter, Cubettes lead at 12-10. Back with quarter number two after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo, honest service, expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning, called to optimize your financial future, 836-9311.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers, Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health. Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Edward Jones, Andrea Hawley, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC. For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care. 251-7705.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill. I want to
rock! All right, as we come back here, we get ready to start quarter number two. The Brenham Cubettes leading the Huntsville Lady Hornets 12-10. Good rally there at the end of the first quarter there by the Cubettes. And now Huntsville will get the ball to start the quarter. And they're trying to find an open player. And good defense once again by the Cubettes. They're just swarming up. Anytime somebody from Huntsville has the ball, now they drive the lane. And I think we're going to get... That is going to be called on Hakira Williams, who's back in the game. That's her first. And that will send Wynn to the line. And she misses the first one. Wynn, a 5'10 senior for the Hornets. And misses both free throws, but Huntsville does come down with a rebound. Wynn being guarded. The Cubettes. And let's see if I can catch the jersey number real quick here. And up and over, missed. Prieto with a rebound. Ball stolen away. And that is Delia Pettis. Got to go to Carmen McWilliams. Ball stolen back by Huntsville. And they're going to put the shot. They missed the shot. And almost went out of bounds, but luckily for Huntsville, Wynn saved it. And now driving the lane, baseline jumper misses. And Cubettes come down with the basketball, fast break for Brenham. And let's see who's going to try to come down with this. And it's McWilliams, top of the key, passes the ball off to Pettis. And and run them almost on how they tussle on the court for the ball. Brenham comes up with it. And then they missed it. The Williams missed the shot. And back the other way goes Huntsville. And that shot is missed by Jaslyn Hill. So we're a little over a minute and a half of this. Neither team's hit a shot yet here in the second quarter. It's still 12-12. Now I say that. And that's a three-pointer there by Jaslyn Hill. Or no, they didn't say that. That was Anaya Ledette with a three. And so that gives her 4 points. And Huntsville reclaims the lead 13-12. McWilliam. And three-pointer attempt for the Cubs. That was by Richard. She misses. And out of bounds, it'll be Huntsville basketball. 5:55 left to go until halftime. And Huntsville with the inbound pass. Jaslyn Hill bringing it up for the Lady Hornets. Driving in goes Willis and loses the ball. Now, tough scramble on the court for it. And it's going to be a jump ball, and so it'll belong to Brenham. And so McWilliams will throw the ball in. Now Adams checking back in. Adams checking back in. Pettis will go throw the ball in, and now the Cubettes with the ball. And McWilliams will go back to the bench. Going inside, trying to go to Lang. Lang got it with the ball, puts it up, misses. And that one knocked out of bounds, they're going to say, by Brenham. And so it'll be Huntsville basketball. Cubettes they're trailing here 13-12. It's 5:14 left to go here in the second quarter. Cubettes still looking for their first basket of this second quarter. They've spent most of the quarter on the Huntsville side here. And tussle for it. And another jump ball, and this time it'll still belong to Huntsville. Hill setting the offense for Huntsville. Inside. Puts up the shot, goes win, and we're going to get a foul called. And that's going to be against Richard. And so Delia Richard with her first foul. Second foul of the quarter for the Cubettes. And that's going to once again put Alaviona Wynn at the free throw line. And misses that one. And she hits the second one. And it's 4 points for Wynn. And makes it a 14-12 game. And Pettis loses the ball on the possession. She was trying to pass to Adams and intercepted by Huntsville. And now going down the limit is Quinn, and she's going to get fouled and go to the line again. And foul is going to be called on. That's going to be on Antion Lang. That'll be her first. And Wynn makes the free throw. And she hits them both. And now Cubettes back the other way. Still looking for the first basket. A three-pointer. And that's up and in by Jayla Pettis. And so now 16-15. Lead is back down to one. Brown Lane puts up the shot, missed, and Pettis comes away with a rebound. Gives it up ahead to Adams. Adams passes off to Lang. Lang drives, puts up the shot, misses, and ball knocked out of bounds. And they're going to say it went off of Williams. And so it'll be Lady Hornet basketball as we're down to 4 minutes left to play here in the second quarter. Huntsville 16, Brenham 15, and missing the three-pointer is Huntsville. Adams comes away with it, and now Cubettes want to run. Fast break up the court. Adams driving. Now she's going to stop, pull it back out to Pettis. Pettis around to Williams, and back out to Adams. Inside, going to Lang. Lang back out to Adams, and Adams dribbles the ball off her foot, and it's going to belong to Huntsville. Huntsville fast break the other way, and it's Jasmine Hill up and in for two. And for Hill, that'll be her first basket. Makes it 18-15, Huntsville, with 3:10 left to play until halftime. That's going inside, Antiana Lane puts up the shot, misses, but it's going to be a foul called against the Hornets. And it's going to be on number 14, Kaylin Carroll. That'll be her second. And that'll put Antiana Lang at the free throw line. And Lang hits the first one. And now some more substitutions. Mathis back in the game. And Lang hits both free throws to give her 4 points. And that cuts it back again to a 1 point lead, 18-17, with 3:04 left to go until the half. Mathis just got to be careful. She's playing with two fouls. And it's got to be traveling. Lady Hornets taking one step too many there. And so Cummins with the basketball. Trying to retake the lead on this possession. And Richards over to Adams. Trying to go back to Richards, and Adams has almost lost the ball, but luckily Adams was able to chase it down ahead of Willis. And Adams going inside, and Williams loses the ball, and we're getting a foul call. And it's going to be a foul call on Delia Richard. That'll be her second foul. Fourth team foul on the Cubettes here in the second quarter. So far for Huntsville, they've only got one foul. And this one in the corner. Now back out Huntsville as they go to Hill. Going cross court to Bird. Bird back to Hill. As we're down to 2 minutes to go. And over to Wynn. Now Huntsville working around. Cubettes defense is so good they can't even get a shot on. Now they put one up there. And it's missed. And a rebound for Brenham. Back the other way for the Cubettes. And the pass is stolen away. And now Huntsville back the other way. Going inside and up and in for two. Goes Raya Willis. Gives her 8 points, and we're going to get a timeout on the court. And let's 30-second timeout taken by the Cubettes, so we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 30 seconds from the Sports Friends.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignment and balancing.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jimmy Key, 105 East Main Street.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-758-7000 today for a free estimate.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
And as we come back here, we've got 1:33 left to go here in the second quarter. Huntsville leading Brenham 20-17. And it's Cubhead basketball. Doug Brown with you here on this Tuesday evening at Brenham High School. And it's Goliath Richard bringing the ball up the court. And gives it to Abby Adams. And back to Richard. Over to Mathis. And Mathis fires up a three. And so the Cubs now tied at 20-20. As we get down to 1 minute to go, and now three-pointer on the other end by Huntsville. They miss, and it's going to roll out of bounds. Oh, it did save it from going out of bounds. Now going inside. Now back out top of the key. Hill drives, passes. Got up and in for two. Sucked by... Anaya Ledet, that'll give her 6 points. And she'll go to the free throw line. Foul was called on Sandra Prieto. That's her first. And she hits the free throw as well. So Ledet with 7 points now. We have 45 seconds left. It's 23-20. That's still with a lead. And Adams working her way around. Now back to Adams. And over to Richard in the corner. Three-pointer missing. And out of bounds. It's going to be Huntsville basketball with 19 seconds left. A 23-20 lead for Huntsville. Brenham needs to stop here and try to play for that last shot. Although Huntsville, really, there's no shot clock, so they can wind it all the way down and think of the last shot themselves. And that appears to be what they're going to do as we're down to 5 seconds. And shot fired up and missed. Cubs do get the rebound, and that is the end of the second quarter. And we go into the locker rooms at halftime, and it is the Huntsville Lady Hornets 23, the Brenham Cubheads 20. Back after we hear 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
And running metal building panels, trim and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks, celebrating 20 years.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Woodman Life, for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring.
3F Tree Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com.
Squeaky Clean Car Wash is locally owned and operated at Bluebell Road and Highway 105 in Brenham. Remember, if it don't squeak, it ain't squeaky clean.
DDM Custom Buildings. Let DDM design and fabricate your new barn dominium, workshop, barn, or storage building.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication. Where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Dominant Associates. Your local Germania insurance agents at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Yum Sweets and Eats. Serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store. Full-service farming and ranching supply since 1992.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Citizens State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown too. Local people, local decisions since 1925.
Herman Furniture and Emporium. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier Factory authorized dealers celebrating 70 years of sales and service.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and the love they deserve.
Felder's Buy and Buy. For groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 7 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Wellman Insurance. Service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive. Competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
All right, as we come back here to the half, and the Brenham Cubettes trailing the Huntsville Lady Hornets 23-20, and Brenham actually led after the first quarter 12-10, but then Huntsville came back and outscored Brenham 13-8 in that second quarter, and so that's where we stand right now. Leading scorers for Huntsville, Raya Willis with 8 points, Onaya Ledette with 7 points, Aliana Wynn with 6 points, and Jaslyn Hill with 2 points. Meanwhile, for the Cubettes, leading scorer is Janaya Mathis with 8 points, Antiana Lang with 4 points, Jalea Pettis with 3, Amira Bird with 3, and Abigail Adams with 2 points. And so that's kind of where we stand right now. Really, only three players multiple fouls. You got for the Cubettes, Delia Richard and Janaya Mathis with 2 each. And then Kaylin Carroll for Huntsville also with 2 fouls. Nobody else has more than 1. And meanwhile, let's take a look while we got a chance here. Of course, got a bunch of other games going on tonight. And over on the girls' side in our district, you got A&M Consolidated in College Station, Lake Creek and Bryan Rutter. Montgomery has the bye this evening with it being a 17 district. And then Burton Lady Panthers in Iola. That one ought to be pretty close to being done by now. But we just don't have a final yet on there. And then you got Somerville and Bremont, Snook and Hearn, Delville versus Gonzalez, Hempstead and Onalaska, LaGrange against Anderson Shiro, Harker Heights at Bryan, Buckholz and Richards, North Zilch at Fayetteville, Dimebox at Calvert, Lexington at Franklin, and Hallettsville against Columbus. Meanwhile, over on the guys' side, you got the Brenham Cubs are on the road at Huntsville, College Station, and A&M Consolidated, Bryan Rutter and Lake Creek. Now, Montgomery did have a bye, but they elected to stay busy, taking on Madisonville tonight. You got Burton and Iola. I don't have a final, but I understand Burton didn't win that one. Somerville and Bremont, Snook and Hearn, Seeley and Brookshire Royal, Brazos Wallace at Caldwell, Aggieland Homeschool at Navasota, Big Sandy and Anderson Shiro, Bryan at Harker Heights, Sacred Heart at Round Top Carmine, Welder at Giddings, Gonzalez and LaGrange, Buckholz and Richards, North Zilch at Fayetteville, Dimebox at Calvert, Lexington at Franklin, and Hallettsville at Columbus. And that is a look at the area games going on. Of course, a full slate tonight. And we're trying to, for in the morning, have as many scores as we can for you. In the meantime, we're just about ready to get the second half started. Let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from the sports friends.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon. Adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger. Online ordering available.
Baker's Ag Service, commercial and residential, for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealer, supporting the local community since 1962.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue, they're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Christy Schlodman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large swimming pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh-cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and service available.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
For clean, affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Strands Associates, part of Brenham and Washington County's past, present, and future growth by helping their clients succeed through excellence in engineering.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
T3 in Brenham. Complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Baskey's Jewelry, 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham. Proudly serving customers for over 81 years.
All right, here we go as we get set for the second half of this one. Brenham Cubettes and the Huntsville Lady Hornets. Doug Brown with you from the Brenham High School Gymnasium in this District 17 5A matchup. I must have clicked on the AC, and here went from being a sauna to being a meat locker in here. And just a span of about 10 minutes. And inbounds pass. And the Brenham Cubettes will start with the basketball. Oh, they're going to call the Cubettes for traveling. And coming out here, the Cubettes will have their regular... they're not going to have their regular starter. Let's see Antiana Lang in there. Also, Hakira Williams. And Abby Adams. Dahlia Richard. And Janiyah Mathis. And for Huntsville, as we start the second half here, also they switch sides now. Huntsville, as you look at your radio dial, Huntsville will be going right to left, and Brenham will be going left to right. And inbounds pass for the Lady Hornets. Driving the lane is Hill. Puts up the shot, up and in for two. The other way, and it's traveling called against the Cubettes. That was Janiyah Mathis, and they actually on the scoreboard put the basket up. It should be 25-20. And they're getting it fixed on the scoreboard. Just underway here in the third quarter. And Huntsville with the basketball. Willis going to stop and pull out. And underneath the basket, you got three players falling all over each other. And we're going to get a foul called on Antiana Lane. That'll be her second.
Hey, go that block.
And it was away from the baskets and a non-shooting foul.
Get on that block, Knight.
And now pass, and Adams ends up with it and brings it back up the court. Drive the lane and is going to pick up a foul. foul is going to be on Anaya Ledette. That is her first. And that will send Abigail Adams to the free throw line. And misses that first one. She'll get one more opportunity here. And she hits the second one. So Adams now 3 for 4 from the line tonight. And pass is knocked away. And firing up a three-pointer. No good is Michaela Bird. And in the corner of Bird. Now back out to that was Wynn. And now in the hands of Hill. Hill being guarded by Richard. And over to Wynn. Wynn thought about a three. Going to pull up and try to go inside. Now back out to the top of the key. And good double team by the Cubettes. As we drop down under 6 minutes to go here in the third. And back the other way. Shot up and miss. Rebound by Ampiana Lang. And now running back the other way. Here comes Adams. Up ahead, three-pointer by Mathis. And just off the mark and out of bounds. And the clock stops with 5:38 left to play. Brenham with a 25-21 lead. And back the other way. Foul call. That is going to be on Anaya Ledette. Oh, wait. No, they're going to call that on Antion Lang. And for Lang, that's her third. And so they get Prieto off the bench. She's going to come in as Wynn misses the first free throw. So Lang has to lead the game with 4 points.
This way.
And she does hit the second one. And so that'll make it 26-21, a 5-point lead for Huntsville with 5:25 left to go here in the third quarter. And ball stolen away by Hill. Hill loses the basketball out of bounds. She was looking to pass and just lost control of it and went out. And so we kept it basketball. Got another inbound pass to Richard. And Richard up ahead to Mathis. Mathis drives the lane, misses the layup, and out of bounds. And it was off of, that was Bird, and so it'll be Cubette basketball still. And now making substitution as Kaylin Carroll comes in, and Jaslyn Hill will step out. And loose ball and bad throw in by the Cubettes. And Huntsville comes up with it, driving the other lane, but they missed the shot. And Brenham comes away with the basketball. And Brenham on the other end. Over to Adams. Adams driving. And as the ball almost stolen out, it is stolen away. And stolen back by Richard. Delia Richard in her pocket pick came back and re-picked the pocket and got the ball back. Prieto drives, puts up the shot, misses, gets her own rebound, puts up the shot, but didn't get the shot, but does draws the foul. And foul is called on Anaya Ledette. That's her second. And so Sandra Prieto will go to the line. Prieto Jr. And she sinks the first free throw. And some more substitutions coming in for the Cubettes. As Carmen McWilliams will check in, as does Amira Bird. And free throw. Just missed the second one. It was like right at the top of the rim, hanging there. And just one of the layers just missed going in. And so we got 4:17 left to play here in the third quarter. It is Huntsville 26, Brenham 22. And Huntsville on the steal by Willis makes it 28-22 now. Willis with 10 points in the game. And full court pressure. The Cubs do get up ahead to Conlon McWilliams. And McWilliams, they're trying to go to Hakira Williams, and they overthrew her. And so pass went out of bounds. We're past the halfway point, and so far Brennan has only sank one basket, or actually just two free throws, not even a basket. That's another one by Huntsville. And that's by Ledette. That'll give her 9 points. Now we get a whistle. That one is going to be on Michaela Bird. That'll be her second. 13 foul on Huntsville here in the third quarter. Huntsville leading at 30-22 with 3:38 left to play here in quarter number three. Inbound pass and knocked out of bounds by Alviona Wynn. Substitution as be Ja'Cory Posey and Jaslyn Hill checking back in, and Wynn and Carroll will check out for Huntsville. And Cubs with the basketball. And not sure what the call was. It was against the Cubettes, though. And inbounds pass. Huntsville with the basketball once again, trying to pull away in this one. And come on, that's got to be a charge. No, they're going to call it again. The Cubettes, that's a bad call there. She lowered her shoulder. You can't do that. Prieto takes the big bump, and she's hurt. And they're going to have to pull her. She's coming out. McWilliams coming back in. She took a shot on that play, and I can't believe they didn't call a charge there. And so Huntsville inside. And we're trying to go to Willis again. Or Willis, I mean. And Bird with a basketball. Now back out to Ledette, and three-pointer missing for Huntsville, and Adams tried to come down with it. It was hacked right in front of the referee, no call. But they do call Huntsville for traveling. .253 left to play. Huntsville leading by 8, 30-22. And inbounds pass to McWilliams. And going to Mathis. Mathis drives, puts up the shot, won't go. Check that rim for saran wrap or something. Golly. And that one up and in for two for Huntsville. And then put Ledette. That'll be 11 points for her. And the foul call on Brennan as well. Foul was called on Carmen McWilliams. That's her first. And she's going to put Ledette at the free throw line. And she hits it. And makes up 33-22 now. Up ahead, let him go inside. Ball knocked away by Ja'Cory Posey. He just snuck in the back door and knocked that one away because the Cubs had Janiyah Mathis wide open for the layup. Inbounds pass, shot missed, but they do draw a foul. And that'll be on Ja'Cory Posey, her first. And that will send the Cubettes to the free throw line. And this is Akira Williams at the line, and she misses her first shot. Brenham still has not made a field goal here in the third quarter. They're only 2 points that come off free throws. And Williams misses both free throws. And are they going to score the basket there? They do score the basket. And so for Delia Richard, that's her first 2 points. And she will also go to the free throw line. That was called on Alvonia Wynn, her first. And she hits the free throw. So good job there by Richard. And that makes it a 33-25 game. Back down to single digits. Brenham, full court pressure here. We've got 2:18 left to play. In the corner, trying to go for three. And just inside the line, shot up by Huntsville. And Brenham comes down with a rebound. And up ahead to Adams. Adams drives, tries to put up the shot, and she's going to get fouled going in. And that's going to be on Jaslyn Hill. That'll be her first. 16 foul on Huntsville. And so Adams would go to the line. And she misses the first free throw attempt. Clock, by the way, stopped with 1:59 left to go here in the third quarter. And she does hit the second free throw. Yeah, so I'll make it 33-26. And that one up and in for two. That was Posey for two. And apparently we've got a problem with the clock. And it's 35-26. Huntsville with a 9-point lead, and now Brenham with the inbounds pass. Cubettes up ahead. Adams drives the lane, passes the ball off, up and in for two. Goes Akira Williams, and that'll be her first basket of the game. And makes it 35-28, Huntsville. Huntsville trying to get the, and we got tussle underneath, and it'll be a jump ball. And so it'll be Cub basketball. Or Cubette basketball, I should say. And coming back in is Amira Bird. Checking out will be Carmen McWilliams. It is going to be Huntsville ball. Inbounds pass. Ball stolen away by Bird. Bird up ahead to Richard. Richard swings it back to Bird. Bird gets bumped there. No call. And now she finally does get the foul call. And that's going to be on Caitlin Carroll, and that'll be her third. And that will send Amira Bird to the free throw line. She hits the first one. Back down to a 6-point lead. Now let's see if she can hit this one here and get it at least to a 5-point lead with 1:26 left here in the third. And she does hit them both. 5 points for Amira Bird. And it's 35-30. Huntsville with a 5-point lead. Driving the lane goes Hill. Passes the ball off. And shot up, missed. Huntsville does come away with a rebound. Now back out to Willis and over to Wynn. And down to 1 minute left to go here in the third. And three-pointer misses. And Bird runs it down for the Cubettes. And so let's see if Brennan can close that gap even more. Adams drives, puts up the shot, and misses, but draws the foul. And that'll be on Willis. That's her second. And we're going to get a timeout taken by the Lady Hornets. 30-second timeout, so we'll take it with them. Be back after we hear 30 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Collier Construction, blending traditional values with modern strategies since 1938.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats, hand-cut, just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
All right, as we come back here, we're in the third quarter, 44.3 seconds left, and it's Huntsville leading Brenham 35-30, and for the Cubettes, it'll be Abigail Adams going to the free throw line. Adams, a freshman, first year of the varsity competition. And this is the first one. Let's see if she can at least get one here. And she does hit the second one. Gives her 5 points on the night. And it's down to a 35-31 lead. They chipped it back down to four. Huntsville the other way. Jim just walked all over the place. No call. And now they're whipping around the hill. And now to Carroll. Back to Hill. Hill over to Willis. And it looks like they're playing for the last shot here, down to 15 seconds. And Hill puts up the shot. She's short. Knocked out of bounds, but they're going to say it was out of bounds on the Cubettes. So that'll stop the clock with 8.6 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. I'd like to see the Cubettes try and hold them here. Not get that last shot off. She's got 2 seconds. And they held them. And so that is the end of the third quarter. It is Huntsville 35, Brenham 31. Back with quarter number four after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Specializing in general steel, structural, and ornamental fabrication, Korth & Linky Welding. Visit KorthandLinkyWelding.com to learn more.
For all of your feed needs, visit Brenham Produce, your trusted little feed mill in downtown Brenham.
Represent your team with Spirit Wear from SSB Designs, 1403 South Day Street in Brenham.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Brenham's favorite local dealership. AppleFord.com.
Select Furnishings, your locally owned furniture store, making your house a home for over 30 years.
Hall-Wright Custom Movers are here for your moving needs. From packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture, call 979-337-4285.
Pooltex, in business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Visit the dentist's office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
Plan ahead and let Skavisa Catering handle the rest. Stress-free parties and events start with a call to Skavisa.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West, next to Apple Ford.
All right, we come back here. We are heading to the fourth quarter, and it is the Huntsville Lady Hornets 35, the Brenham Cubettes 31, here in this District 17 5A game. Doug Brown with you here on KWHI 1280 AM, K269 GU 101.7 FM, and of course across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com and on the KWHI app for your smartphone. Cubettes get the ball to start. Inbounds pass. Empty on the line, back in there for Brenham. And it's Adams with the basketball, being guarded by Hill. Adams can drive, gives the ball up the lane. Lang puts the shot up, misses. Puts it up, and just off that was Mathis putting it up. And Denai Mathis now with 10 points in the game. And we're down to a two-point lead. Up ahead, and we're going to drive to the lane. Was Huntsville getting the foul call? And that one's going to be on Janiyah Mathis. That'll be her third non-shooting foul. So they'll take it from the baseline. Inbounds pass. And three-pointer attempt for the Lady Hornets. It falls just short. Cavettes with the basketball. Adams wanting to run with it. Add to the pressure. Lays it up. Misses the shot. And back the other way for Huntsville. And up and in for two goes Willis. That gives her 12 points. And it's 37-33. And an errant pass there by Adams out of bounds. And so ball will go back to Huntsville. Couldn't tell, she was looking for one of her teammates. And I'll tell you, the reason I'm having a little trouble on some of them is because they got really long ponytails that cover up their jersey numbers. And so I have to wait until they become visible to tell who's who. And foul is called. It'll be on Janiyah Mathis. That's her fourth. And that'll send Alvionia Wynn to the free throw line. And she misses the first one. When started off, she hit her first two back in the first quarter, and since then, she's been ice cold from the line. And she managed to hit that one. And makes it 38-33. And Richard's going to get called for traveling, I think. And so, whistle, and it'll be Huntsville basketball once again. You work so hard to get back into the game, you don't want to get them to expand their lead.
Get back in that plane, Hockey. Let's go.
Full court press by the Cubs. Three-pointer short. And Cubs try to inbound it, try to save it, and actually that one up and in for two by Willis. On that situation, they'd have actually been better to just let that one go out of bounds. And no foul call. Adams will call on play instead. The referee's going to call her for stepping out of bounds. She was hammered on the play. Yeah, that, a 7-point lead for Huntsville, or a chance.
Let's go.
And cross-court pass, and win with the basketball, and they work it over to Hill.
See, don't play behind
that. Over to Bird, back to Hill. And Hill puts it up, misses. Rebound taken away for the Cubs, and finally we get a foul call, and that is on Wynn. That's her second. Clock stops with 5:50 left to play. Cubs with the basketball, Richard. And as the ball stolen away by Huntsville, Wynn gets it over, and Bird puts it up. Short, comes with the basketball. And Adams wants to go coast-to-coast. Dribbles it way through, and they're going to call her for a double dribble. And you can look over to the Brenham sideline and see the frustration there. But they worked so hard at the end of the third quarter, they had to get back into this one, and now some questionable calls here put Huntsville back into a comfortable lead at 7 points. Got to use the work on getting another stop here. Three-pointer. And misses. Rebound by McWilliams. Common McWilliams back in the game now. And Adams, the ball knocked out of bounds there by Wynn. .509 left to play. Inbound pass knocked away by Huntsville. Adams is trying to go to McWilliams, and Bird came in and knocked it away. And inbounds pass to Bird for the Cubettes, and a foul called there. That was going to call on Michaela Bird. Michaela Bird for fouling Amira Bird. Two players, same last name, different teams. Inbounds pass and shot up and in for two for Antiana Lang. And that'll give her 6 points in the game. And it cuts it back down to a 5-point lead. Huntsville with 40, the Cavettes with 35. And ball stolen away. And that's on Jaslyn Hill. That'll be her second. And Adams up ahead to Lang. And Lang, ball was too high. Lang couldn't get a handle on it. And Huntsville comes up with a basketball, driving the lane. And up and in for two is Willis. And Raya Willis with 16 points. She leads up all individual scores. Running back the other way, gives it up to Adams, and Adams loses the ball out of bounds. Some of this tonight has been almost like they're playing a game of hot potato rather than playing a game of basketball. And Huntsville with a 42-35 lead. 4:20 left to go. Back the other way is Ledette, and now over to Hill. Hill puts up the shot and got it to fall. And Cubettes are going to call a timeout. As now back up to a 9-point lead, 44-35. Huntsville on top, 4:08 left. And a full timeout taken by the Cubs. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West in Brenham.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
For your water well shed needs, visit EasyWellShed.com for more details.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. Call 979-353-2033 in Brenham.
Keep your pets happy and healthy. Low-cost spay, neuter, and vaccines at Animal Friends of Washington County. Online at afvet.org.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Where teens thrive, lead, and belong. The Boys and Girls Club believes in your greatness.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level. Techs you can trust to be on the level.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
And right now we come back here. We're in the fourth quarter. Huntsville leading Brenham 44-35. And Cubettes save the ball, but right to Huntsville. And that one this time will go out of bounds. They really got to quit trying to make those saves because it's cost them more than it's helped them. But they usually end up tossing it right back into the other team's player. And inbounds pass, and so the Cubettes with the basketball. Up ahead goes Prieto. Pass the ball off, and a foul on the play by Huntsville. And that'll be on Anaya Ledette. That'll be her third. And so now Pettis Well, inbound the ball, three-pointer, no good. And over to Richard. Inside, and up goes Williams. She misses the shot. And jump ball. And it's going to be Comet basketball. And now there seems to be a question as to whose ball it is. And the official scorekeeper says it is Brenham ball. And so inbound pass goes out to Richard. Richard drives, puts up the shot off the glass for two. And Delia Richard with 5 points in the game now. 44-37.
Hey, match up.
And three-pointer missing, and Cavett's come up with it. Richard back the other way. Gives it over to Pettis. Pettis stops. Ball stolen away by Wynn. Went back the other way, passed the ball off, and got it stolen away there for the Cavettes by Pettis. Now Brennan back the other way. And Pettis. And we get a whistle. And looks like Coach Evans has called a timeout, so we'll take it with him and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting-edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant on Prairie Lee Street. All-you-can-eat buffet and full menu items daily.
For your water well protection or container needs, visit Texas Flat Pack Containers, 2155 FM50.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness. Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
And back we come here. And it is Huntsville leading Brenham 44-37. And looks like we got a technical foul call on the Huntsville bench. And so the Cavettes will go to the line. And that is Janaya Mathis at the free throw line. Misses the first one. She does make the second one, though. And that'll give her 11 points on the night. And cut it to a six-point lead. We have 2:55 left to play. And Brenham will keep possession of the ball. And getting everything straight with the scorekeeper there on the technical. Cavettes get ready to inbound the ball. And inbounds pass. And driving the lane is empty on the lane. Puts up the shot. Misses, but does draw the foul. And that'll be on Onaya Ledette. That'll be her fourth. And so Antiana Lang to the free throw line. Lang with 6 points so far tonight. And she misses the first one. And hits the second one. That'll be 7 points now for a night for Antiana. Inbounds pass. And he'll bring the ball up the court. And ball off. You got different players going in what's going to get. And they're going to call a foul on Hakira Williams. That'll be her second. It was just a regular free-for-all there going for the ball, and Williams gets called for the foul. Non-shooting violation, and so inbounds pass, and Huntsville with the basketball. Hill bringing it up the court. Passes off. Inside to win, over to Bird. Back out, and thought about a three, and they're going to get it for traveling. And so the ball goes back over to the Cubettes. 2:27 left to play. Brenham trailing by six. It's 44-38. Inbounds pass. And Mathis gives the ball. Was trying to go to Adams. Ball knocked out of bounds. By, that was Willis.
Okay, I told her three times. Okay?
I ain't worried about that.
In that pass, down the Cubettes with the basketball. Lang puts up a shot off and in for two. And Antiana Lang with 9 points. And back the other way, Cubettes going for the steal, and they're going to call a jump ball there. And we're down to a 3-point lead, 44-41. And that one up and in for two for Wynn. Gives her 10 points in the game. Running with a basketball, driving. Mathis puts it up, misses the shot, but it's going to be a foul call. That'll be on Wynn. That'll be her third. And looks like we're going to get an ejection here. Oh, the referee is going. Is he ejecting the entire? We've got the two security officers in. Michael Watts, who's the principal here at Brenham High School. The referee, I think, just told him he wants the whole Huntsville crowd ejected. I've never seen that before. And so... They're making, I guess, a little too much noise, and he couldn't. He had enough. Now the players are going to say, but yeah, they're ejecting the Huntsville, or they're ejecting the Huntsville fans from the. I've never seen this happen before. How long have I been broadcasting now? For 27 years of broadcasting, I have never seen this. And so Janiyah Mathis is going to go to the free throw line.
But now what I'm saying is,
and so it's the end with the technical. So Mathis will go to the line. And she puts up the first shot and misses. And she hits the second one. And makes it 46-42. How many? And she does get the third one. And it's down to a three-point game. Mathis hits it. And Janiyah Mathis now with 14 points, but more importantly, cuts the lead down to 46-44. We're down to a two-point game. And so another foul call. This one is going to be on Wynn. This will be her fourth. And so that'll send Mathis to the line again. And she hits both of these. We're going to be in a tie ball game. She hits it. Tied up, 46-46 with a minute 50 left to play. Got that full court press here. And Wynn goes over to Hill. Back to Wynn. Wynn thought about a three. Going to give it up to Hill. Back to Wynn. Wynn going to drive. And a foul call on Antiana Lang. And that's, I thought that was kind of ticky-tack there. And that'll be fourth foul on Lang. And driving shot up and missing. And in front of the shot, nobody did that shot. Foul was called on Janiyah Mathis. That'll be her fifth. So she will lead the game. The leading scorer for the Cavs tonight, 16 points. And they'll have to go the last minute, 29 without her. And free throw is good by Raya Willis. Makes it, gives her 17 points. And puts Huntsville back in front, 47-46. With another free throw to come here. And she hits that one as well. And so it's now 48-46. Cubette basketball, and Cubettes lose the ball. And struggle for the ball on the court. Who's going to end up with it? And it's Wynn and Adams. Both going for the ball. And I think it's going to be a jump ball. Oh, no, they are going to call a foul on Brennan. That is going to be on Adams. That's her first. And so that'll send Alvionia Wynn to the line. She bricks the first one. And she missed them both, but they come up with a rebound, misses. And who's going to come up with the basketball? And out the win. A minute, 5 to go. And Huntsville just trying to hold on for dear life here, driving the lane, go and missing the shot. And who's going to come up with it? Who's the foul going to be on? And it's going to be on Brenham. And that's going to be on Hikara Williams. That's her third. And the free throw is good. And then it is Ledette at the line. Gives her 13. And she makes the second one. Gives them a 4-point lead with 55.9 seconds left. And we're going to get a timeout on the court. And full timeout taken by the Cubettes. And we'll be taking with them. Be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains plumbing and drain experts.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
Any property you see, call EB, 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Herman Electric LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
All right, as we come back here, an inbounds pass stolen away by Huntsville. The wind drives the lane, puts it up and in for two. And it's now a 6-point lead. And we're going to get a foul call finally there. And it is going to be against Jaslyn Hill. That'll be her third. And they'll put Abigail Adams at the line. Cubettes trailing 52-46. And Adams bricks the first free throw. If you just joined us, we're in the fourth quarter. It's been a seesaw game. Cubettes having trouble getting over the hump and getting the lead here. Adams does hit the second one. But earlier in this quarter, had a little skirmish between the fans and one of the refs, and the ref actually had Huntsville's entire fan ejected from the game. And Cubettes get the rebound on the other end. Back the other way. Adams misses the shot. Rebound by Bird. And back the other way. And win with the basketball. Now they're just going to try to run that down to 15 seconds. And foul was called on Antiana Lang. And for Lang, that's number 5. And so Lang will go to the bench. And coming back in is Prieto. And win to the free throw line.
Go!
she hits it. And I'll give her a 13 and 6-point lead. And that may have sealed the fate for the Cubettes tonight. And missed the shot. Cubettes come away with a rebound. And Richard up ahead. Gives it to Adams. Adams driving. Puts the shot up. Misses. And rebound. Who's going to come away with it? It's Huntsville. And that is going to be it. And so your final score, Huntsville wins it 53-47 over the Cubettes. And we'll be back to wrap it up after we hear 2 minutes from the Sports Friends.
Apple Ford on Highway 290 in Brenham, your spot for new or used Fords.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats big city gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Faith Mission WIC, 100 South Chapel Street in Brenham. Empowering and educating families to make healthy choices for healthy families. Texas WIC.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeglerToyota.com.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. 289-0436.
Faith Mission, 40 years of service providing a hand up for the citizens of Washington County.
Thrive and Financial, see agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Penny Molly, Barney Lesh, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
Don's Appliance Services. Fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Naylor Floors LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Brenham Heritage Museum. Telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick up some today.
The Toy Box Child Development Center. 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tielemann Construction and Stagett Tielemann Plumbing. Your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
As we come back here, and once again, your final score, it is the Huntsville Lady Hornets 53, the Brenham Cubettes 47. Brenham only won just the first quarter, 12-10, but ever after that, it was all Huntsville, 13-8, 12-11, and then 18-15 in the final quarter. Leading scorer for Huntsville was Raya Willis with 18, Onaya Ledette with 14, and Alviona Wynn with 13. Leading scorer for the Cubettes, the only one to hit double figures, Janaya Mathis with 16. Antiana Lang was the next closest with 9. And so with that loss, the Cubettes will drop. Let's see. Where's my notes on that? Thought I had them right here. Cubettes now drop to 0-3 in district play. And meanwhile, the Hornets will go to 4-0 in district. And, of course, the crazy moment of the night, the referee in the fourth quarter, referee having Huntsville's entire fans section get ejected, which is something I've never seen before. But nevertheless, that is going to end it for us here tonight. I want to thank Elizabeth back in the studios for helping me bring this one to you. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, this is Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.
Tonight's game was brought to you by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Once again, the final score is Brenham Cubettes 47 to Huntsville 53. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.